Verse 14, I'm reading now. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. Why? They thought that with an unclean heart they could do something for God, and that would make everything right. No, it did not. It really meant that what they did was unclean. That's the reason that an unsaved person can do nothing that is acceptable to God. Now, verse 15. And he says, and now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord. In other words, he says, now from this day on, I'm going to bless you. But up to this time, I haven't been able to. He says, since those days were when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there was but 20. I smote you, God said, with blight and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands, yet ye turned not to me, saith the Lord. You see, their heart hadn't turned to God. Now they've turned to God. And God says, consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth. But from this day will I bless you. God said now that your heart is right before me, I'll bless you. But the reason you haven't been blessed, though you've been doing things, you see, they've rebuilt the temple. And they are now going through all the services of the temple. Why, God says, that doesn't change you at all. In fact, when I sent you into captivity, you were going through all the services of the temple, but your heart was not right. Friends, may I say to you that one of the ways that you can make your church a good church, that is, if you have a Bible-teaching preacher, you can make it a good church if you, when you go there on Sunday morning, are prayed up and confessed up and repented up and cleaned up. Then you won't block any blessing that might come in the church that day. Because remember, when the unclean touches the clean, the thing that happens is the clean becomes unclean, so your heart has to be right before God. This is tremendous. I know of nothing that is greater than this.